This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Operation Heatwave netted 22 narcotic suspects in Columbus County and 3 in Bladen this week. The sheriff's office said that the drug roundup resulted in seizures of cocaine, opiates, marijuana, methamphetamines, illegal firearms, and cash. We have much more on this story on our website. A brief patch of rough weather brought down limbs, roof damage, broken trees, and power outages to the area Wednesday, but it also brought a brief respite from the triple-digit temperatures. After a high temperature of 102 degrees in Whiteville, the storms rolled in. Roof and tree damage were reported in Whiteville. Lake Waccamaw appeared to catch the brunt of the storm, having 2 separate systems come across. They received around 2 inches of rain in less than an hour. Boats, floats, coolers, and deck furniture were still being gathered around the lake today and trying to get it back to the rightful owners. Thousands of people were without power in Bladen, Brunswick, and New Hanover counties. Jillian McPherson Edge is the new chair of the Columbus County Elections Board. The Beaver Dam Republican was appointed by the state auditor Dave Bolick after the courts ruled in favor of the new law, shifting elections authority from the governor to the auditor. Today is Summerfest at Southeastern Community College. It's going on from 5:30 until 8:30 p.m. The free event features inflatables, food trucks, vendors, a live DJ, a cruise in, and more. You can also learn more about SCC's many educational opportunities, visit the greenhouse, and check out the new Chavin Bell Pavilion. This year's Summerfest is sponsored in part by the Columbus County Community Farmers Market. It's a week until Independence Day, and celebrations will start early in some communities. The town of Brunswick will hold its 4th of July extravaganza on July 1st at the county fairgrounds, starting at 7 p.m. The evening will end with a fireworks display. Columbus County Fireworks Celebration, the 38th annual for that matter, is set for South Columbus High School on July 3rd at 6 p.m. There'll be live entertainment, food trucks, and much more. Now, that is the biggest fireworks display in the county. Lake Waccamaw will celebrate the Family 4th with a golf cart and bike parade starting at 9:30 a.m. They're going to start off at Elizabeth Brinkley Park and make sure you decorate your vehicles in a patriotic manner. Milk Before Meat Ministries and Transformation Church will host a carnival and fundraiser starting at noon on July 4th. There'll be games, a Dunkin' booth, food, live music, and more. This will be at 9938 James B. White Highway South. Chavern will have a fireworks show and food truck rodeo on July 5th from 5 until 9 p.m. at the Chavern Event Field. The Veterans Memorial Park will have Freedom Fest on July 5th from 9 until 2 p.m. You can enjoy a cruise in, food trucks, a massive yard sale, and fun for the kids. And if you'd like to participate in the yard sale or the cruise in, contact the Veterans Memorial Park via Facebook. Whiteville Police, Whiteville Animal Control, and Truist Bank employees worked together to save a kitten that was trapped in a storm drain Wednesday just before those heavy rains came in. Chief Paul Rokenbach actually entered the 3-foot drain pipe in several inches of water to try to catch the critter, but couldn't quite get a hold of her. Truist employees later coaxed the kitten out of the pipe on a makeshift ramp. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.